So we've been going out with our Gabby Cabby all this week. He's been taking us to various sites in New York, and we've done the Empire State Building, and we went to Harlem to go to the soul food restaurant, Sylvia's Soul Food Restaurant. We went to Central Park. Yesterday we went to the site Ground Zero. Dave's never been to New York before. I've been before, and you'll hear all this in the package. Basically, what Peter wanted to do was to take us out and show us all of New York, you know, the showbiz side of it, the day-to-day side of it. So to get a full, you know, view of the city, that he felt that we should go to Ground Zero. So we went, we brought a tape machine, and we got Gabby Cabby's thoughts on New York after 9/11 and all that kind of stuff. Dave and I were on the air on Radio 1 during the afternoon show on the day, and that changed our show that day completely and for the rest of the week. And it was quite an emotional week for everybody involved. So anyway, this is what happened when we went to Ground Zero yesterday in New York.
Go to Newsbeat with Claire Bradley. It's 3:30.
Both Twin Towers in New York have collapsed after a suspected terrorist attack.
Doing the normal show today just because of the devastation that is happening in New York. It's chaos there at the moment. In case you haven't heard the news, it's very shocking. Two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
Just over 4 years ago, we were doing the afternoon show, and I remember vividly, we're in the studio just before we went on the air, and Greyhead, who was producing at the time, came down and he said, "You must put on the television." And it was just at the point where one of the aircrafts had gone into one of the towers. We were there and we saw the whole thing happen. We saw the two towers come down, we saw all the commotion, and it's something that I will never ever forget. And here we are, stood on the site of Ground Zero, and it's quite eerie, actually.
It's a very weird thing. I never came to New York before when the Twin Towers were up, but I came the year after and stood here at Ground Zero, and we're stood in front of we're stood at the side of the Burger King, which anybody who's been to New York will know. It's on the corner of Liberty Street and Trinity, and even then there were still holes in the wall from the where the buildings had hit, and large chunks of concrete had hit the surrounding buildings.
They're now rebuilding though, aren't they? I mean, where you look across, you can see the foundations of what will be the new buildings on the new World Trade Center plot.
But as you stand here now, and there are people all around us kind of quietly taking photos and kind of reading the history, and a lot of people just walk up, have a look, and then kind of silently walk away. Even now, 4 years on, you know, even though I've never lived here and I wasn't here at the time, and it's still a very kind of eerie place to be.
You'll never forget where you were. It's one of those things where everybody, I think, knows where they were at the time when they found out, and it just lives with you.
New Yorkers became very close. They all got together. There were people directing traffic. There were people doing all types of things. So it really, in my entire adult life in New York City, I was never more proud to be a New Yorker than I was in those days.